fasting, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, none of you is going to be a complete believer. لا يؤمن أحد. None of you is a complete believer. حتى أكون أحب إليه. Until and unless he loves me more than his father, more than his father, his kids, and everyone in the world, he should have my love in his heart first. We all say, yes, we all love our Prophet. We all love. But love needs proof. Every love, every word, if you say, I love you, honey, and honey knows that really you love or not. Easy to say. Is it reality or not? So love needs proof. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you love me, فَإِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you all say you love Allah, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. Follow the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without Rasulullah, you cannot go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Prophet as a mercy for whole universe. He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Prophet, we have not sent you but as a mercy for whole universe. So he is a merciful Prophet of Allah. Is a mercy for not only for mankind, is a mercy for animals, is a mercy for whole universe and everything. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about our Prophet. If you read Quran, like one time Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I see in Quran. We all have to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. We all have to make him happy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make you happy. If you recite Quran, Allah says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Whatever you like, Prophet, I will do it. Whatever you wish. And in another verse, Allah said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will give you as much as you become happy. I want you to make happy your Prophet. This is our Prophet. Now this our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has so much price upon us. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah Himself and angels of Allah, they send salat on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah says, do you understand? I myself and my angels, they send salat to Prophet. Then Allah says, O believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. O believers, you also do same what I do. You also send salat and salam to my Prophet. This is order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we should understand what is the salat, the position of salat. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله علي عشرة. Whoever sends one salat to me, one time, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh Allah, send your mercy and peace upon our prophet. You said it. Allah says, you said it to my prophet. I will send mercy on you 10 times. This is what I was saying in the beginning. The same time result of this salat and this dua, my dear brother. When you recite, you will get the reward same time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not going to reject. If you send salat, do you think this salat Allah will reject? No accept? Not accept? No, never. Because you are sending to his prophet and you are following his order, and now Allah says, you send one salat, you say, oh Allah, send mercy and peace on prophet. Allah says, 10 times mercy on you, 10 times peace for you. One time is enough, my dear brothers. One time mercy of Allah is enough for us. And Allah says, I will send 10 times mercy. Isn't it? Very, very, same time getting reward and benefit. Still, we have no time to send salat every day. We don't have time. We are so busy. Do we have time every day, morning or evening, to sit and say salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We don't have that. And yet we need his shafa'ah on the day of judgment. And our Prophet says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever sends more and more salat to me, I will do shafa'ah for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept angels in this world. Their duty, whoever sends salat and says the smallest salat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The smallest salat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many seconds it takes? Count how many seconds in 1 minute. How many times you can say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But still we don't send salat. And Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept ending. Their duty is to collect the salat from the people and bring it to me and say, oh Rasulullah, this is salat of so and so person, son of so and so. Our name, our father's name. And this will mention my name, my father's name to our prophet. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows our name. On the day of judgment, who are you? So and so person. I know. I used to get your salah. I used to get your darud every day. I know you. My dear respected brothers, the best zikr and best dua is salat ala Nabi Swami. Darud Sharif. He said, darud Sharif. One time one sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, when I make dua, how much salat I should make in dua to you? And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, is it 1/4 of time? 1/4 of time. Like if I do dua 10 minutes, 2.5 minutes should I say salat to you? He said, if you like it. Then he understood Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is allowing me more. I can say it. He said, is it 1/3 is good? He said, if you like it. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, is it 1/2 of the time I should just say salat? He said, if you like it. The Sahabi was very smart. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will do nothing in my dua but only salat for you. He said, if you do this, if you raise your hand and you don't ask anything, you don't do dua for you, that Jesus, you raise your hands, and that you say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 minutes, you give nothing. If you do this, Allah will fulfill all your needs. Allah will fulfill all your needs. This is the salah, my dear brothers. And we are missing, unfortunate people we are. Unlucky we are. Reality is, unlucky we are. We have this beautiful salah. And we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that if you are in any trouble, just say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are in some kind of any environment, you think you are in trouble, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allah is sending mercy to you, peace to you. It's related for the story of one person. He had a loan from some people, so about 500 dirhams. So he took loan from one businessman and he paid off. And he told the businessman, I will pay you on so and so day. He said, okay. And when that day came, that businessman came and said, give me the money. He said, Allah, I don't have. I have nothing. I cannot pay you. He said, you cannot pay me? You took loan from me? If you don't pay me, I will take you to court. The next day, he went to court, he complained again. The judge called him. He said, is it true you have to pay him 500? He said, yes. But I don't have. I don't have money. He said, if you don't have money, we will put you in jail. This is your punishment. Then the guy said, if this is what your judgment, then let me go home and inform my wife and come back tomorrow. Because I live far from my home. She doesn't know about my punishment. So she will be worried. I will go back, inform, and come back tomorrow. Who is guarantor? What is guarantee you will come tomorrow? He said, I have no one to guarantee you, but I will give you guarantee of my daughter. That said, what? You are giving guarantee of property? He said, yes. If I don't come tomorrow, I am not the among the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my guarantee, my property. That was my person. He said, okay. We accept this guarantee. You can go. He went home. He informed his wife, tomorrow I am going to be in jail. And today, judge, let me go because of the guarantee of Prophet Swami. I gave him my Prophet guarantee. The wife said, subhanAllah, in the name of Prophet who got guarantee, let's do one thing. Tonight, we'll just sit and recite Salat al-Nabi. We do nothing tonight. Just sit together and recite Salat. Then they both sat and started sending Salat continuously, and they fall asleep. While they were sleeping, before Fajr, the person saw in dream Rasulullah said, in the morning, you go to governor, city, the mayor or governor of the town. You go to him and tell him to Rasulullah say salam to you and saying, pay off my loan. He will ask, what is the sign? You saw Rasulullah, what is the sign? He said, Rasulullah said, you send salat every night 1,000 times. And he is getting that. And last night you made a mistake in count, but Allah completed 1,000 and I received it 1,000. This is the sign. The next morning this person went to the governor's house and informed him. He took permission, he went inside. He said, Rasulullah says salam to you. And he says, pay off my loan. He said, what is the sign? What is the proof? He said, this is the proof. You send 1,000 times salat every night. No one knows. Only you know. And Rasulullah says, I received that. And yesterday you made a mistake in song, but Allah completed 1,000 and He received yesterday also 1,000. The government started crying. He gave him 500. This is your loan. Then he gave him 2,500. This is a gift for you. Because of barakah of you, you saw the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is my gift. Go. Then he went to the court and that was waiting. He said, where were you, man? I was waiting for you. He said, I am here. He said, this is 500. Take it. And pay up your loan. So for what? He said, because of you, I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam last night. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you pay off his loan, I will pay off your mistake on the day of judgment. And he said, by this time, the person who was demanding the loan, he was running and rushing in the court. And he said, I don't want any money from him. So why? He said, I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam last night. If you forgive him, I will forgive you on the day of him. My dear respected brothers, this is the Darood Sharif, the Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is we are really missing. Try to read every day, sometime, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq.